Blog Talk Radio.
First installment of She Said, He Said.
True that.
What you say? Oh! Nah, see, I'm finna put you out there. Right off the rip, I'm finna put you out there. Now, a few minutes ago, you was nervous. Now, right off the bat, I'm sitting here going into the intro, and you like, true that. So, you ready?
I'm ready. I am. I can't beat nobody but me.
And that's what's up. And starting off the show, now we said we was gonna go. How we said we was gonna do this? We was gonna go with the intro first. Right?
Absolutely.
Purpose and the insight.
Absolutely. And I kicked it off because I got a phone call from, you know, an individual that went to school with us. And
right.
They, you know, they hyped and stuff, but they was like, y'all broadcasting from Pat Groovers? And I'm like, nah, we ain't gonna broadcast from Pat Groovers. So I said, well, you know, just let me let the people know that the reason why I chose Pat Groovers
right.
was because us being from that Palmetto area, Pat Groovers was, I believe, the start of why I'm me.
Right.
You know, I was going to school at Lincoln. I was skipping a couple classes. I was, you know, making my way through the cut.
Yeah,
I'll
tell you about them.
Coming through the back of, you know, Pat Groovers and, you know, making my daytime purchase. I wasn't stealing no honey buns like you, but.
I told you that, and you told everybody, but that's okay.
I made my legal transactions, you know what I'm saying?
But you were skipping, but you weren't stealing.
Right, I was skipping, but I wasn't stealing. Yeah.
Pat Groovers, the home of misbehavior, I guess you could say. Now we done kind of put Pat Groovers out. But that's where it all started at. And I felt that. I felt that when you brought me as a backdrop for us to do it, I thought that was a good, you know, that was a good look. You know what I mean? Because I often say I was born and raised in Robonia by way of Jackson Park.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I grew up in Jackson Park.
Okay.
I left Robonia at a point and didn't kind of go back just to sleep. I feel you. I got Pamela in me too.
Yeah.
I stomped around a little bit.
And the whole purpose of that is just to lead into the purpose of the forum for our show is the fact that, you know, people talk about the plug for shoes, the plug for this. The community is the plug.
Exactly.
The community is the plug. It makes us who we are. And the whole purpose for us in this show was to introduce the community to itself.
Right.
To bring some perspective. We talk about me being a self-proclaimed rangist, and that's
I'm coming to it.
You know, we could hit on stuff from the crack house all the way to the White House
right.
and bring it to you
you're
proper
right.
like. You
you're
know
right.
what I mean? So, so really just to offer people that opportunity to be exposed, you
right.
know, to something
right.
other than themselves, and hopefully gain some perspective that will help them. You know, the community is the cause.
Right, the cure.
And
community is
secure.
See, we're practicing.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know what we're doing, but don't worry about it. We know what we're doing. We
got it.
We got it. So with that, being that, you know, I know you guys, some of you may know of me and may not, so I'll go second, and ladies should go first anyway.
Of course.
I want to interview you so we can, like, kind of open ourselves up to our audience and let them know who we are. And, yeah, it's late. You're good.
Okay.
Y'all can't see, I'm telling them they're late.
Yeah, they're late. You can watch it on
the
video
later. Yeah, and by the way, I have nicknamed my co-host C-Note.
True that.
Yeah, see, she like it. Nah, that's what I'm talking about. And the C-Note is because she's crisp as a $100 bill. Believe that.
That's right.
With that being said, let's get with the formalities out the way. What's your horoscope?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. I don't know too much about Sagittarius, but I think they're probably stubborn, I think. Is that correct?
It could be a little bit of that.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be.
These formalities, these are the easy questions. So I told you I was going to warm you up.
Keep it easy.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Oh, man. I see.
However, I have a happy color, though. Don't old lord me.
Because why you going to go from blue to that?
Because blue, you know, you got to have some loyalty to things.
Right.
When I was
right.
coming up, blue was, that was my thing, I think. It's interesting. I think that was one of my dad's favorite colors, too. But let's not go there. But so I've been true to blue. However, the color pink makes me happy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never heard that before. Usually when you say what's your favorite color, somebody just give you one. But if I had a happy color outside of blue, it'd probably be sky blue.
Okay. So blue is your favorite
blue,
color?
Blue, I'm sticking with blue all the way. I ain't changing the color.
Okay.
The format, I'm sticking with sky blue.
Okay.
Daytime or nighttime?
I come alive in the nighttime.
Oh, I ain't gonna even tell what first came to my mind when you said that.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna be that long.
But I come alive in the nighttime. You know, you want to be received well. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So
right.
I do my proper thing during the day.
Right.
I do my proper thing at night. So
right.
You know,
proper light.
Drake.
Got a proper light. I like
I'm
that.
Alive in the nighttime.
I like that. Tomorrow or today?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm definitely a tomorrow type of. I posted the other day that you know, I work well under pressure.
Mm-hmm. I'm noticing
tomorrow.
I can witness.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
Tomorrow, if you want something from me.
Mm-hmm.
Today, if I want something from you, though.
Yeah. That's why I said tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just laying out a platform.
Yeah.
Real deal.
Okay.
I was going to the real deal. Education, family, upbringing, environment. Give us a little bit on your background. We know about the pet groups, the stance we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you very family oriented? Educationally, we all know you have. I know you have. You've educated. You have a degree from University of South Florida, social worker. You know, I know all these things, but our listeners don't. You know, give them a little bit. I know. I do this because I know you just like me. We don't like to sell ourselves, but they want.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to know that, you know, I'm from Palmetto.
Right.
You know, I definitely rep the
Nelly P.
Nelly P. Yeah, Nelly P.
And the P
is for P-Town.
Yeah,
P-Town. But I did grow up going to school back and forth between Bradenton and Palmetto.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean all the way from elementary through high school. If I ran down the switches of schools and stuff like that, you know, it could get interesting. I did start at Southeast High, and I did finish at Southeast
mm-hmm.
High. We had this conversation before.
Right.
So I'm a Seminole, you know, class of 99, and, I mean, can't take that from me.
Right.
But,
By way of Palmetto.
Don't do that.
Okay.
But, and I recognize in myself that all of that movement, being exposed to so many different things,
mm-hmm.
that I contribute that to why I'm such a well-rounded person.
Right.
I feel I'm a well-rounded person. Again, that whole range thing. I think you can put me in any situation.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I'm going to, you know, adapt well enough to where I still can keep my cool and
right.
I ain't got to knock you off yours.
Right.
You
what
know,
I was
if
telling
I don't
you
need to.
Remember what I was telling you yesterday? And it's a little insight into me and Ms. Roberts because we've been putting this all together, but yesterday I was telling you have a poker face. I never can read you. You know what I'm saying? That's beautiful. Most people want that. Because it never seems like you're rattled. You know what I mean? That's a beautiful thing. I mean, it can get to the point where people say, well, she's emotionless, but I don't feel it.
Right.
I feel as if it's by business.
Okay.
I wrote something the other day, and we won't get in that because we got to go through the interview. Because I will go off on a tangent.
Okay.
I talked to you about it earlier.
Back to the question.
Yes, thank you. Keep me in line.
Okay.
Education or common sense?
Common sense.
Yeah, I get common sense all
the time. Common sense. I mean, I could go
if
to school.
If you didn't say education, I was going to quit the show.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, but see, you know what? I might be right there with you because, you know, you can get that book. But you can't teach that common sense.
I can write. I'm going to say this right fast. I can do schoolwork with no problem. Uh-huh. But life has been the hardest teacher to me. And it's harder to accomplish life than it is to accomplish school.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really is.
Absolutely.
So I agree with you.
But I bet you get it better. I bet you get the message better.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
What drives you?
I'm looking for something that I feel. And it's a quote that I like, and I don't want to misquote it, but it's something about Helen Keller. You know, she said something about the most beautiful things can't be seen or touched. They have to be felt.
Right.
And I'm looking for that feeling. You know what I mean? And my community, by way of me and my family, drives me. I just know that song, I Believe the Children Are Our Future, it's not just a song. Like, it's for real. So working with, you know, youth and really taking, doing it with a purpose, you know what I mean?
To
know that one, they ain't going to be coming in my window
at night.
You know,
I totally feel you.
Yeah.
I think that sums up the last question I have, which I really have another one, but I'm going to leave that one off for another time. Your ideal reality. What is your ideal reality? Now, we ain't talking about, we know all the, you know, the positive things we all want, but what is Chanel Roberts' ideal reality? If she could have it, just for that moment.
Ideal reality, a moment?
Moment forever? I mean, but you know, that reality is once it exists, it's never gone. That's my outlook. You know, I'm out there. You know, I'm out there.
That's deep. You should have gave me that question like yesterday.
So you've been writing for it? That was the whole point. I told you I was going to take it easy. I dropped the last one. That was the last one.
My ideal reality is a timeless situation. I learned recently that I'm only relaxed when I don't have a deadline or a timeline. So it doesn't mean that they don't exist, but when I don't feel pressured by them. And that's the only time when I'm truly relaxed, not when I'm getting a massage, not when I'm on vacation somewhere. It's a mental thing for me.
Right.
So only when I don't, so a timeless, deadline-less situation.
Is your idea.
That's ideal for me.
Under pressure. You just told me you work best under pressure. That question came out of nowhere. I couldn't answer it. That efficient, I know me. That's my interview for you. And you did you did a great job. I was going to say a hell of a job. But you did a great job.
Thanks so much.
And I hope our listeners get to know a little bit more about Ms. Roberts. It is what it is.
Yeah, they will. I mean, a long time. I'm a little pinata, but, you know.
Yeah, and you was holding back a little bit then, but I ain't going to tell them everything.
I'm
like you told about me stealing the honey bun.
You
fat
said
it. Hey, man.
You said it.
I'm going to watch what I tell you.
Yeah, you do. You better hold on to it.
I really am.
Well, with that, with my interview, I did have some things, too, that I think, like you said, you know, you've been doing this for a while. And some people may know you, but then again, you know, those followers that are coming behind me may not know you. And something that I was intrigued about, you know, coming up on the 16th, you are doing the launch of Mr. D.L. Randall. And I'm excited.
I appreciate that.
I mean, because, you know, I'm looking into, you know, when you set it up, you know, you say you're a Purple Heart recipient.
Right.
You know, you're an author. You're a speaker.
Right.
You know, you're a radio host.
Yeah.
I'm going to make mine easy.
Yeah.
I want you to just kind of give us a little bit about what this launch about without revealing too much. But tell us what this launch means for you.
The reality is of the lunch is for me, 10 years ago, I had no direction.
Okay.
And I say that with an open heart because most people would say that and feel bad. I feel totally good in saying I had no direction.
Okay.
Because the reason I had no direction gave me direction because the things I went through inside of that put me to the point where I could launch my name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even launching me. I'm launching a name and it's mine. But it's because of the things I went through, I was able to gather up all my experiences, sit down, process them, write them out, share them with the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was one day I decided, I can't go too much into this. One day I decided I wanted to exist.
Gotcha.
Outside of the existence of what I had been told I was.
Oh.
And in expanding myself into that, D.L. Randall was born. And once it was born, it was like, okay. At first, it was kind of like, okay, nobody's paying me any more attention. Uh-huh. Then it was like, I don't give a damn if anybody ever pay me any.
Okay.
And then it came to the point where I'm going to make you pay me attention.
Oh, okay.
And that's how the lunch came about. Without me going into the whole, you know, the substance of what I'm going to share with the world in the lunch, that's pretty much the best way I can do it without doing too much.
Okay, okay. Like, they probably don't know, everybody doesn't know that, mm-hmm. you know, we are both social workers. You're
right,
a clinical
right.
social worker. Right. I have my bachelor's in social work, but at the end of the day, it's about, you know, evoking change
yes.
and, you know, helping
yes.
people to figure out what they want to
yes.
do. We might have to pull a couch in here, you know, one day. Cause
for
I
both think, of us, I think at times we may need it.
Put that right back at me like that.
Yeah. Oh,
but no,
I'm
seriously.
Just I'm sorry.
No, seriously, we might have to pull the couch out and you know, because you
don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
I might want to dig in.
Do me like that. Go, there you go. I ain't do you like that in your interview.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. But I know it's coming. I know it's coming.
I did,
though. Okay. Well, one of the things, just talking about direction, you know, with yourself, one of the segments on the show that was important to me. Was touching on what's going on good in
mm-hmm.
our community.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter that I see every day, we're from Horizons Academy,
mm-hmm.
Which I am a school social worker.
Wish I could hit the applause.
True that.
Yeah,
but Horizons Academy is the only alternative school through the Quincy County School District.
Mm-hmm.
And we have students here from first grade to 12th grade. Kids that come to us for behavior issues, have committed a crime of some sort,
mm-hmm.
and then they end up over here with us. This is really like their last chance within the district to try to help them get a direction,
mm-hmm.
get a purpose, and, you know, get on to better opportunities in the future. So I know from experience on a day-to-day basis that the negative influence far outweighs the positive
yes.
influence.
Yes, we were talking about
it's that. Winning.
It's
winning.
It's winning. Though.
And it's scary.
Mm.
And I think that the only way to combat that is to evoke positivity into
mm-hmm.
the lives of, you know, our youth and everybody, really.
Yeah.
I think anything that we can give to youth, adults in the community can use as well, the
mm-hmm.
same love.
Totally agree.
Yeah, so
that's a social worker.
That is a social worker. That's
yeah.
me. So this segment is about you know, what's going on good in our
mm-hmm.
in our community.
Right.
And we're gonna get ready to bring on Roger Miller here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm excited about this.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm excited.
You haven't met him.
No,
before.
I haven't. So this is live on air.
Y'all got a lot in common though, you
yeah.
know. I'm gonna grab it and I'm gonna
like that.
We're going to get it going. Yeah, y'all got a lot
of coming,
y'all.
Say that. That's what's up. I'm always up for learning something I don't know. And then I want to engage everybody doing some part.
Okay.
Because just like you just said, you know, the numbers are stacked against us.
Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Now. So anybody I can get involved with doing some part, I'm down.
Oh. I locked them up.
See, no, you got to be crisp in that. You can't lock out, I guess. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good to see you
again.
I
got my hair.
Rod brought the whole camera crew in.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. We got to get you in more often. Yeah. Bring it in like that.
He said, let's do the dang on thing.
She told me, hey, you know, whatever helps.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I mean, we can get that recorded. He'll dub it, you know.
Yeah,
he's a real good editing man, so be careful with what you do because he'll catch it.
Catch it.
Oh,
and then he'll edit it in.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Man.
He real
you
good.
You want him guy,
that.
Huh?
Yeah, he's legit.
Make sure you got my good side
yeah,
over there.
Legit.
Yeah, going from.
But no, I was just explaining to the listening audience that specifically this segment is about what's going on good in our community and the need for it to be publicized because the negative influence just totally outweighs what's going on right now, and our kids are drawn to that. So anything for our kids, for our community that can be seen as a positive light, then that's what we want to highlight. You know, we're going to do this week after week after
mm-hmm.
week. You know, anything that I could pull in that's positive, I want to do that. So I know that you have your sixth annual pros versus semi-pros event coming up. You want to tell the listening audience a little bit about that? Introduce yourself.
My name is Rod Miller. I don't have to look in the camera.
Nah, you're good, man. You're good. All right,
no, my name is Rod Miller. Born and raised in a 941. You know, got family all over, man. Everybody, like, I'm from Sarasota and all that, man. Come on. You got family in Palmetto, Manatee, Trey,
right.
And all that.
So, that's what I like.
I mean,
like
so, that's, you know, I represent the home team. Okay. You know what I mean? 941. So, I mean, lived in Sarasota. Attended Riverview High School.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Florida A&M.
You.
FAMU.
You.
You know what I mean? Got to. Hey, I'm a rapper, man.
You're
you
a rapper, though. Got
quite a few accomplishments, and I started performance training for athletes around 2001. Got that going and just fell in love with it, you know, just pretty much fell in love with it. I was actually in college I was actually doing nursing school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so when I gave it to my professors, when I was one of the two males in the program that could actually pass it successfully, when I told them that I couldn't continue because I wanted to go in this direction, they weren't too happy.
Because you got to go with your heart. Absolutely. You got to do you. You got to be happy with your choice.
Yeah, so a little bit about pros, semi-pros, how that came about. That was, I was a part of a Pros versus Joes game in 2004 in Tallahassee, Florida. And that was done by United Way.
Okay.
And it was myself, Kyler Hall, great Kez McCorver, who played at Florida State. Mm-hmm. Then we had Tony Martin, who played with the Chargers and the Miami Dolphins.
I see you looking at me like I'm like, so, I should know.
I know
you
what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I
was able to play with, you know, a lot of those greats, you know what I mean? And I participated in that game. So I always knew I would move back home to provide training, you know what I mean, at an affordable rate. You know, I know I provide great quality professional type training, and I know I can enhance anyone's athleticism and make them better.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean, physically and mentally. So that was my whole reasoning behind starting that, and I knew I was going to bring this back home. So I also wanted to host an event that would not only bring more positive things to the community, but also market my brand and what I'm trying to do better.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So that was another reason behind it. And I just came up with the idea. You know, you always hear that talk with semi-pro guys or, you know, old high school greats. I can do that or I can do this, that, or whatever. So, okay, well, I'm going to host an event. You know what I mean? Let's see.
Right.
You know,
right.
You got pros over here, you know, past and present.
Right.
You know, collegiate players, and you got semi-pros, some of the best of the best semi-pros, because I know a lot of guys that play semi-pro ball that should be playing arena football or something like that that are very talented, you know, and I can name Jeff Charlton. He's definitely somebody that should be getting paid somewhere playing arena football, he's definitely legit, you know what I mean? Him, guys like Bran Johnson, you know, guys like that, they just may have missed out on the opportunity or just they just are content or fine with what they're doing. They're happy.
Right.
They're happy with what they're doing. There's nothing wrong with that at all. So.
But they have this opportunity to show a little.
Yeah, they have this opportunity. Yeah. And what this also does, you know, when the kids that attend, you can't play football forever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But they can see through these guys because a lot of these guys have careers. Are giving back to the community.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So these kids can actually see. You know, this guy owns his own business.
Right, right.
This guy's a dentist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This guy's, he was a former athlete, but these are accomplished people
who
are doing work in the community or that are doing, you know, great things in our community. So it's good for kids to see that it's not all about sports all the time.
Absolutely.
I mean, what this does attract a crowd, you know what I mean? And it does intrigue people and make them want to attend and come.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys actually interact with the kids there. That's why I have the bounce houses there.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the other activities that are going on while, during the event.
Yeah, I have this bounce house. I mean, I was so happy to get it. And thanks to the sponsor, Dr. Vegas Brown, who's also a 941 kid, born and raised. He works up there in Brandon Memorial Hospital.
Yeah,
he's an ER doctor there.
Yeah,
so he's one of the sponsors, Mr. Wade. He's one of the sponsors also, and I just had to get it. It cost a pretty penny, but it is this bounce house so huge?
Nice.
I got excited.
Yeah.
Can
it's like
get in it, though?
Yeah, it's for adults.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
It's like a black ops bounce house. You go through it. It's an obstacle course. All that. So
oh,
that's,
girl.
Oh yeah. So
oh,
that's one.
Fine.
That's one of the
I
things.
I ain't gonna get
that,
lost though, am I?
Nah, you should.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine. You wonder.
I'm about to come out one day.
So I have that, and I have a face painter going. I also have a dunk tank. So for all of you coaches, Pop Warner.
Oh yeah, that's what's up. Dunk tank.
High school, whatever. If you want to get in there, you know what I mean. Give me a call, 941-527-8078. That's my business line, or speak with them, you know, 941-527-8078. My name is Rod Miller. If you would like to get in the dunk tank for your athletes or parents that may want to dunk you, because you got
some referrals.
Yeah,
right, you can make some referrals too.
You know what I mean? And what I'm doing with that is you'll get 3 balls. For a dollar,
right.
And I want to donate all of that money to the after school program for Janie Pope Gardens.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you.
So
I know you have a charity that benefits from, you know, your event every year, and if you could tell us a little bit about that specifically.
Yeah, I chose multiple sclerosis, number one, because I mean everyone does something towards cancer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's a lot of people that don't understand, you know, how multiple sclerosis works. I mean, it's a total breakdown
mm-hmm.
of your bodily mm-hmm. functions, immune system, all that type of
and
stuff.
It's almost the exact opposite of what you do on a daily basis. Utilize
mm-hmm.
muscles, training
mm-hmm.
them to, you
exactly.
know, and then
exactly. And it's actually personal for me because, you know, a good friend of mine, you know, they're battling multiple sclerosis. My girlfriend, her father and her sister
wow.
have multiple sclerosis. So it I had quite a few people, and when I first started doing it, I mean, you're trying to make something so small grow from the ground up, so
mm-hmm.
it's pretty tough. So you don't have the following that you would normally
right.
get. So, I mean, what you're trying to raise is basically like chump change until
mm-hmm.
it actually the brain
right.
gets bigger and
right.
it gets bigger.
Right.
So I feel very confident this year that it will be better, you know, to give back and what I would like to do. I mean, at one point in time, you have to almost sit there and try to sell someone on something or make, you know,
yeah.
beg them for
yeah,
this,
yeah,
that, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it's like I'm in a position now to where people are actually, hey,
listen,
Ron,
yeah.
I think I want to donate. I'm going to donate.
Now
they're
looking
for
you.
Yeah,
now
they're looking,
you
know.
Yeah.
And
but
you might not
that
like
door.
That.
You
yeah.
open that door, and that's the beautiful part.
And I was
yeah.
going to say, too, you know, it has to feel good. You know, Derek was just asking me some questions about what my drive and what moves me, and I was going to say it has to feel good. Of course, increasingly, as the popularity grows and people, you know, jump on board and start to own the effort as well, but it has to feel good that, like you said, it's a cause for a reason for you.
Mm-hmm.
So any awareness that's out there and any, you know, progress in the area has to feel good for you anyway, and just that intrinsic, you know,
reward.
I mean, that's what I'm looking to do. I mean, don't get me wrong. What I do, my business and everything that I do, yes, it is for profit, but I also see myself doing other things.
Gotcha.
You know
right,
what I mean? Like,
right,
I also
right.
have a track club, you know. I have a track club academy for maximum performance. I don't get to travel as much because I'm so busy, so,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Myself and Sheldon Cantrell,
mm-hmm.
he's our sprint coach. Before my opportunity was given by the Manatee Mustangs, I did that. But what was required for me to attend 10-plus meets, I mean, I couldn't provide that
right.
at this time.
Gotcha.
So I had to kind of downsize with what I was doing. So I have, you know, close to a dozen sprinters, and it's really just putting forth more quality training. You know what I mean? Because it's more than just sprinting on a track.
Right.
You know what I mean? It goes through stretching. It goes through the actual lifting. And you got to do stuff that's,
right.
you know, related to the sprint mechanics of what they need to use
right.
when they're out
and
on the track.
And a lot of people try to measure programs, you know, by the number served and all of
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. But
mm-hmm.
me being a program insider, I value programs that have a smaller ratio,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Quality's
the staff, yeah, because the
yeah.
quality is definitely
yeah.
better. You know,
yeah.
you have to look at what is your goal when you're doing anything.
Yeah.
And if it's to, you know, ultimately make the youth better, then you got to do what it takes. And, you know, I
yeah.
think a smaller number is definitely a better number. Well, again, I want you to put your contact information out there, the information about
right.
the event, where people can,
time.
Yeah, all
and
of
I
that
see,
stuff.
And I see it says adults, $5 and 18 under free. That's something they definitely
yeah.
need to know, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, you know,
all kids with parental supervision. Got to have that parental
supervision. Right, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, their kids are in free. You know, you know, and
those
was fine.
And then after
the parents are done with that, they can take the kids home, put them to bed, because I am doing an after party downtown Sarasota.
Okay.
So you didn't put that out did you not want to?
Oh, that's fine. I'm doing an after party downtown Sarasota, food provided, so it's only a $15 ticket. Yeah, I'll make sure y'all are there, you know what I mean?
Where's the location?
It'll be downtown Sarasota.
Downtown,
Yumi
just
Sushi.
Downtown, okay, got it.
Oh,
got
Yumi Sushi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But they moved across now.
Did they?
We had a business meeting there before. It moved across. It's like 3 times larger.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So they can fit up to like 300 people.
Oh, yeah. That's
so it's going to be the buffet side on one side, and they got a 200-some-gallon fish tank up front. The owner's name, his name's Bao, or whatever. Real cool guy. So we pretty much laid it out. You know what I mean? So come support. We got a lot of past and present pros. I mean, we got the great Peter Ward. He'll be in town.
Okay.
You know, from Florida. Play that Florida State. Play that Southeast High.
Right.
Southeast High. We got Larry Kennedy, University of Florida, Riverview High School.
Yeah.
You know, and then we have Jay Butler, Baltimore Ravens rookie receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Andre Booker, he'll be out there. May have some last minute guest appearances,
right,
you know
right.
what I mean? Hopefully I can get the old Sam Shields out there. That's his old school.
Right.
So guys like that will pop up, you know what I mean? They'll come show support and all that stuff. So
it's
always a great turnout. So just looking to improve it and bring it more inner city, bring it at a more neutral site at Booker High.
Well, we're going to be putting it on the website and definitely promoting it because I think it's a worthy cause. And I think it's a excellent activity, you know,
mm-hmm.
parental involvement,
definitely
big
right,
on that.
Right,
and
right.
like you say, just the cause itself so that the kids are exposed to, you know, something different. So I want to thank you for coming through.
It was a pleasure meeting you. It was a pleasure. And I'm definitely going to reach out to you so I can get to know you a little more because I like what you got going on. If I can be a help in any way, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, I liked how you came in because you came in and said, kill that all out from 941. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't from Sarasota, I ain't from Brady, I'm from 941.
That's what we called it. You
that's
know?
A wrap.
That's what it was
that's
when
wrap.
You went off to college.
Yeah.
Tallahassee. That's what we named the home team.
The home
hashtag.
Team.
Yeah, home team. Home team. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Are
you going to leave a couple of these with us?
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Cameraman, you got us right?
Yeah, we got
okay.
Casey Truth on the camera.
Had Casey
Mr. Truth. Mr. Editing Man.
Appreciate it. C Note, we transitioning now into your WCW, I think it is.
Yeah, we are.
Thanks so much, Mr. Mel.
Thanks, Mel. Let me get one of them, too.
All right. See, everything I get, see,
I'm good.
You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good. Right. Appreciate
hey,
nice it.
Nice
meeting you. Nice meeting
all right, and I'm going to be at Yumi.
Okay.
We're going to make it happen.
Day or night. Daytime, nighttime.
Yeah, I come alive.
Nighttime.
Oh, we don't end at 3 a.m. So.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I pulled a temple.
All right. See you, Rod.
All right. Take it easy. Thanks for having me again.
Same.
All right. Yeah, interesting. Yeah,
we're
going to have to make that happen.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I'm
I got to plan engagement, but that later time, I might, that's the 16th. Because I don't even know if you said the time. It's Saturday, May 16th.
It's from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Right, at 2015. Game time starts at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Booker High School. If you don't know the address, I mean, I know it's Booker. I don't know if anybody else.
We're going to put the information on
we'll
the
We'll put it out there later. Let's get into the WCW, right?
Let's get into the WCW. Miss Poole is definitely waiting online. Second down.
Step 2-7. Oh, gotcha.
Yep. I don't want to put all out there like that, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that one. But just to tell a little bit about this segment too, you know, just going along with the whole social media hype of the Woman Crush Wednesday thing or whatever, I did think that it was important for me anyway to highlight, you know, some women that rock, you know, in our community and specifically, you know, what that means. And the first person that I thought of, to be honest with you, was Miss Shawn Poole, and
mm-hmm.
I think she's joining us now. Shawn, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Hi, Shawn.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You're good? I was just telling our listeners and Derek as well.
How you doing, Ms. Poole?
How you doing, Mr. Randall?
I can't complain. I can't complain.
So you two are familiar with each other. I learned you say don't do it. I learned earlier today, but like I was telling Sean, the main thing for me is, again, just being here on Horizons campus, you know, I deal with adolescents and mainly the females. And I know that the behaviors and the things that I'm seeing with them, I can go right to my Facebook page and see them replicated by women my own age. And it's just refreshing to see an individual that, from what I've seen, you know, and post on Facebook, didn't come from everything, wasn't the perfect child, you know what I mean, had ups and downs in life, had challenges, worked through them, is, you know, being an upstanding parent, you know, to the best of her ability, works hard, know how to have a good time as well.
Wow, you make me sound like Beyonce.
No, but seriously, you know, that whole aspect of, you know, having a good balance, to be honest with you, everybody, that's...
Right.
That's not a given. You know, that's definitely not a given. And that's crushable to me.
Right.
You know, it's easy to see people that have it all the way together, but to know that I had to work through some things to get here, you know, it's relevant to myself as well, still work in progress, you know. So one of the things that I did want to talk to Sean a little bit about, if you could just tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself right now in terms of your family, your day-to-day occupation, and just pretty much right now for you, what is your drive in life or what's important to you right now?
Wow. It's always hard to answer questions when somebody asks you about yourself. I'm a mother of three kids. I was a teen parent. I had my first son when I was 16. Now I am a dental practice administrator, which means I oversee three different dental offices. I am the boss's boss under the dentist. I mean, I work hard to get to where I am.
Yeah, she's a boss. She's a boss. Y'all didn't catch that. She's a boss.
I worked hard to get where I was, but, you know, I'm shining now, but, you know, like you said before, I dealt with a lot of different things, and it had nothing to do with my upbringing. I came up from a great upbringing. Both of my parents were college graduates. I just chose to live how I wanted to live, but I always had that foundation. So I knew, you know, education, for some reason, I don't know why, God has always looked out for me. Even when I was not living the best, I knew education was going to carry me. I thank God every day for whatever he put in me to say, go to dental school. I mean, between partying and living, I went to school, and I've been doing what I've been doing now for 12 years. Now I can say, you know, I look back now, and I'm just like, wow, you know, he really looked out for me. Like I said, I was a teen parent. I had my first child when I was 16, my second when I was 18. I didn't have my other one until I was 25. I was older and married. But I have lived a life that people can look back on and say, I'm here now, but I could be there later.
Absolutely. Yeah, statement. I like that statement.
Yeah, definitely.
That's something I do. That's something I say that.
I knew it was coming. No, Sean, tell him no. I want to steal that statement. I like that statement. That's somebody. We're having to negotiate. We're having to negotiate that percentage. I dropped the contract, Sean. But no, I think that is very important. I remember and we talked a little bit earlier about, you know, different things, and one of the things that was important to me is my oldest child is 12 years old, and I still, on a daily basis, it's a constant effort, especially raising, I think, youth in the community and the culture, you know, that is present right now. And I got a shot with my own child, I would say, about a year ago, for me as a parent, because she started engaging in some behaviors in school that was totally like the opposite of what I thought. You know, I thought that my child would be the one to cater towards the positive. I don't know why I thought that. I thought maybe
we
she had
do.
A good balance. Like,
we all
I mean, you
do.
Know, like she could hang a little bit, but she would still get her work. No, she straight up wanted to be drawn to the ratchet. And I was totally like,
you sound like
taken aback. I'm like, no, like you can't see my face right now, but I'm so sick. I was like,
I can imagine.
What's really going on? And so, you know, we had to do some adjustments and do what needed to be done to, you know, get on the right track in which she is there. But I know that, you know, recently you dealt with, you know, a situation with your own child, you know, where G was hurt in an incident. And I personally, you know, when I looked at it, my heart broke, you know what I mean? Because I'm just like, exactly what you said, you know, we can only do the best that we can do with our kids, just like our parents did with us. But this culture and this environment just feeds and it grabs them in a way that, you know, it makes it extra challenging for us. And I know that, you know, like you said, you pray every day. You guys got through it. And, you know, just an update on, you know, how that affected, you know, even your current faith that you've had and you continue to carry, but your relationship with your son and moving forward.
Well, are you talking about the incidents when he got burned?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's a hard situation to speak on because that could have happened to anybody's child.
Absolutely.
I guess I have a way of looking at things like things happen for a reason, you deal with it, and you move on. I've never been the person that kind of like, my situation is where I'm going to stay and what I'm going to be in this. I wasn't brought up in the church. My mama, I never went to the church with my mother as a young child. I remember going to Sunday school and, you know, sitting in there until it was over, getting snacks at the store across the street, and then going home. But I found spiritual following when I got older, and I just kind of give it to him and I let go. If I can't fix it, I can't fix it, and it is what it is. When that happened to my son, I don't think I ever said why me. So many things changed with that. I was really. Like I said, where I am now, it took a lot of hard work. So a lot of times I was not home with my kids. There was a lot of times when my kids would, you know, I would come home at night, feed my kids, and we would all go to sleep in separate times. When that happened to my son, he was in the hospital for 2 months straight. And I was in the hospital with my son for 2 months straight. I now know my son differently than I did before that happened. So I found a silver lining in that because I got to know a different person. There were things he was telling me, oh, you do this like this and this is that. And I found myself looking at him like, you've been living with me the whole time? So, you know, I try to find a silver lining in things and move on. He has fully recovered, other than physical therapy twice a week. He's fully recovered physically. He's got his first job 3 months ago. You know, my kids are, I keep on asking God, I don't know when you're going to hit me with the payback that I gave my mama. I'm so worried about it because they are exact opposite. When I was my son's age, I had him. I had a child when I was my son's age. My son will be 17. When I was my teenage daughter's age, she'll be 15 in a couple of weeks, I was already working on her brother. You know, so I'm leery, but I keep praying, and it's just, I don't know if it's going to hit me later or the fact that I've always been open with them about what I went through and what I did when I was their age that's kept them away from their life. I don't know what it is. But
well, I do think that you've already laid the foundation at this point in time. You have parents that by this age, you know, and even before, they done lost all total control. And I think that you laid the foundation from the beginning that at this point in time, at least they have it. Even similar like you're saying about yourself, you had it. You know, the choices that you made were a conscious choice. You know, and I think that they already have it. I think that if it was just going to be totally crazy, you would be knowing that by now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Unless they were super good like me, because there's some stuff.
Super I love my mom. Like
we could talk about anything. It's still some stuff I won't tell her, but.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Right.
That's the truth. I agree with that.
But I do think that you have laid, you know, the foundation down. And, you know, and like I said, you know, I see, you know, from what I can see on Facebook, you know, the interactions and the stuff, you know, and the way that you, you know, reflect on your kids and, you know, your relationship. And it is, it's totally inspiring because, to be honest with you, I have three kids like you, too.
Mm-hmm.
However, I get my payback every day.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are, I'm telling you, especially the youngest one, he is 110 times myself, like right now.
Your baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
you
know,
it's.
Yeah. So, you know, it's always good and it's good perspective. You know, it gives me some perspective to, you know, to talk to other mothers and see, you know, how certain incidences, you know, grow relationships and, you know, the challenges that it presents and just how, like you said, you go about addressing them, doing what you can do, giving it to, you know, God and then moving on with it, you know, in the manner that you know best to move on with. So.
That was very profound, Ms. Poole. That was very profound. I have to commend you because everything you just said spoke to not only me, but everybody listening. And it takes a lot of courage to share the things you just shared and also have the insight that you have. So I'm going to clap for you here because I think you totally deserve the WCW. I mean, if not WC of the month, what, you know what I mean? I don't know. What's the WCW?
It's Woman Crush Wednesday, Derek.
Okay, so WCM, Woman Crush of the Month.
Okay, so
you got it for all the maid in,
Sean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you better not have nobody on this show next week.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
I'm calling in.
Hey, this Chanel segment, so that's the one up.
Now I got to cheat on the other WCWs and sneak them in. Now, thank you, Derek. I appreciate it.
I'm just looking out.
I'm flattered that y'all chose me. I have seen, you know, people, like I said, people see my shine now. But I am a convicted felon, whether people know that or not. I went to school before any of that happened. So luckily it didn't affect my license and my career. But because I had that foundation of a mother that, you know, she was not the type of mother that she was going to come in the streets and get me, she waited till I came out the streets. When I was young, I always saw my mother work. I saw both of my parents. Like I said, both of my parents are college graduates. Both of them always worked a job. My mom has been an executive at a Fortune 500 company for 23 years. So I knew that foundation.
Right.
Luckily, my extracurricular activities didn't affect when I became older. I try to instill in my kids that it's unfortunate that the decisions you make as a child with a child's mind when you're 14, 15, 16, or even 20 and 21, those same decisions that you make affect you when you're 30 and 40. It's unfortunate because you don't have that know-how to know that, hey, if I do this, then that might make me have to work at Walmart when I'm an adult because I can't get a job nowhere else. I can't feed my kids. I can't feed my family. It's messed up how it is. And, you know, I try to talk to them every day. I tell my kids everything I went through. I've been in tears telling them, and they look at me like I'm reading a book to them. If I could tell them half the things I went through to keep them from going through what I went through, I would feel, you know, I made difference. I put three productive people in this world.
Absolutely.
My story is one that I want to share with a lot of people. You know, I laugh. I don't know what it is, what touched me, what made me go to school when I did, but I did it. And nobody can take that away from you.
No, nobody can.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Correct. Well, I accomplished what I, you know, because I just wanted to give our listeners the opportunity to see what I saw.
Right,
you know what I mean? And
if they didn't hear it, I don't know if they've seen it, but if they didn't hear it,
you know,
just then.
About,
okay, my
they
bad.
They get it, though.
Yeah.
But
the point is, Don't pay me a C note, no attention, Ms. Pooh. The point is this. The point is totally this. Your story is to be shared. And it, I mean, it has profound meaning to it. And continue to share. Continue to share. Man, you need to hook up anyway, because I heard through the grapevine, me and you can write a book together. So we'll see what's up with that. You hear me?
Nah, I love to write. I love to write. I love to write. But I know when I come to you, I'm going to need a lawyer. So make sure I get my collect, because I'm
biting
my money now. Don't get it twisted.
Hey, I walked into that, didn't I?
You did.
I walked into that. I ain't met this late on this show.
I got you.
No, he's known me for a long time.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank you personally for, like you said, accepting, you know, the invite and coming on and sharing your story. Because again, you know, grace and mercy is a real thing,
yes.
You know, and
yes.
Without it, I know a lot of us would be somewhere different right now.
You don't even want to talk about it,
baby. And you ain't the only one. So
right.
I just want to thank you. I want to encourage you to continue, you know, doing, you know, your.
Doing what you do.
Yeah. Doing
Make
your
it do
thing.
What it do, Ms. Pooh. Keep making it do what it do.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the platform and the invitation.
Absolutely.
More than welcome. More than welcome.
Right. Well, you know, I try my best to keep my future woman crush Wednesdays on the low. I might have to block you from the post, but, you know, we'll work it out. I'm going to let you go now, and we'll be in touch, and I just want to thank you again.
Thank you. Y'all have a good
night.
Right.
You too, hon.
Well, woman crush Wednesday is out of the way.
Yeah, now that you got me, I can't even have no more this month.
Well, you shouldn't have such a good one to start it off.
Okay.
I mean, I told you, man, your Christmas is $100 bill, so you gonna come out the box with the big dog, and then how you gonna top that?
Well,
but
I
that
mean,
makes it, you know what? That's what greatness built off of.
Okay.
Because when you set that standard, you gotta keep standing up to it.
No, I mean, we all it's lots of women that rock, you know,
that's
in
true.
our community.
I totally
and
agree.
The whole
I totally agree. We're getting that. Later on as the show progresses, because I have a strong stance on the understanding of females in the whole makeup of society. I think they are very, very imperative, and I think a lot of times it's overlooked because it's seen as a man-driven world, and I think that's,
but
I don't think that's right. But
well, let me tell you this.
Okay,
that's interesting, because our hot topic and
mm-hmm.
our current event for this week
right.
has absolutely... Absolutely everything to do with the male and the female dynamic. Now, I know everybody has been seeing in the
mm-hmm.
news about the couple that was actually arrested, tried, and
mm-hmm.
convicted of having sex on a Bradenton beach. This would definitely be your time for our listeners to hit that number one, you know, if you want to weigh in
exactly.
On this weekly topic. But going back to, you know, the dynamic of the female and the male thing, specifically with this story, I was able to watch a little bit on Bradenton.com today, and, you know, they were interviewing some of the family members as
mm-hmm.
they were coming out of the courtroom, and
mm-hmm.
one of the things that struck me is this young lady's father was giving her, did you see that?
Yeah.
And he started
crying.
You know,
yeah.
it was touching.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna laugh, I giggled
yeah.
a little bit at first,
yeah.
but then I was like, oh, because he kind of hit with the fact that, you know, she's a young woman, 20
right.
years old.
She's 20 and the guy
20,
is
40. He's 40.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, he was pretty much, you know, just like Sean was just saying, you know your child to be a certain thing.
Right.
And then he was feeling that potentially the influence of this
mm-hmm.
older man was the reason for,
right. And that's,
you know,
any father. That's any father.
Right.
I, if he was 21, if I was her father, it would be his fault.
Okay.
I'm just being honest. That just me be honest. I didn't cut you off. Go ahead.
No. So from the dad's perspective, it's always the guy's fault? Cause that
ain't bringing my baby girl. That has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with my standpoint on how I see society.
Okay.
That's just me and my baby girl with interaction. My baby
say,
girl is my
she
baby
was
girl.
On top though. She was on top.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you how I feel about that. That the sex on the beach thing.
Tell me about it.
I don't care. I'm being totally honest.
In what aspect don't you care?
I'm going to tell you why I don't care. I was in Germany for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
People kids, they do other things out in the open, and nobody cares because everybody tends to their own business. I honestly believe we live in standardization, and it's
okay.
killing us. Me, personally, I exist in society.
Okay.
But in my mind, I'm free in my own understanding.
No, I.
So if I walk by somebody doing that on the beach, right?
Uh-huh.
Just like if I walk by somebody with their pants hanging, which I do every day, and
every
I see
day,
they draw.
Every day.
Right?
Okay.
All I got to do is turn my head and keep walking. If I don't pay it no mind, it don't become an issue.
Okay.
Who said, whoever said having sex out in the open was wrong is the same person who said drinking was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But now you can drink.
Right.
So what if someday somebody come on and say, oh, you know what? Let's be free and just do. Now it's all of a sudden right. So don't give me no standardization.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Stop telling people what to do. If you stop telling people what to do, you'll live like Germans.
No.
They don't have drinking problems. They don't have sexual problems. They have no problems. They just get along with everybody. You know why? Because there ain't no standardization. I just went off on you. And you asked
No, first of all, I'm going to hit you with a diametal. First of all, you ain't go off on me because I am the most freest person in
I know
my
it.
Mind.
But
you
know,
ever know.
You know I'm not talking to you. I'm listening to you. You know
no.
I'm not talking. You know I'm talking openly.
Now, I too feel the same way that you feel about, you know, when you put certain standards on people.
Right.
And, of course, you're asking for certain things.
Right. Exactly.
You know, but a lot of people were riled up about the fact that, and you could keep an eye on that to see if anybody wants to weigh
mm-hmm.
in. But, you know, if we have time for that. But were riled up about the fact that they were potentially, the guy is potentially looking at 15 years.
Not saying that's excessive. I'm totally not outside of my way out to understand.
No, not you with them. But this is the thing. It's 15 years because he's already a felon and there's a time frame and he's committing another. I did hit you with that. Yeah, I did. That's the best thing I can do is use your words on you. So, but. And that is a lot of times,
yeah.
Maybe specifically for this.
Right.
But given the scheme of things, because of the way things are set up, that's why he's looking at that much time. So even going back to when you're saying that, you know, you don't put standards on people,
mm-hmm.
this and that. Even with that, though, are we not to be held responsible or even in our own accountability for our actions?
I believe so. But I believe when you stand, and this is just on my belief. Just me personally talking for myself. I think when you put a standard on things, you start to make people feel as if they have to do things a certain way.
Uh-huh.
And when you do that, the accountability then becomes what is governed by societal understanding. But if you understand in your mind what's right and wrong, why should I be the judge of it? Now, that's just totally me. If it was my world, we wouldn't have a police system because I grew up in a place where the people governed our town.
So you come out,
I didn't have
a police. All of that kind of stuff.
Not so much.
You feel
I'm just saying, you
on.
Just know you respect me and I respect you, and that's a known fact. It can be established. I grew up in it.
So
you grew up in it.
You think we still living in times like that? We have people doing crazy stuff. Well, I can
because
feel the
because they
like,
got away from that. You don't agree?
You think
I mean,
that's
okay
the only... You think that's the only reason why that you have people doing all this crazy stuff? It's other circumstances that I think.
What do you think play into it?
Oh man, so much. Why would you ask me that? I mean, I think everything. I think the substances they put in food. I think
oh,
I'm talking about.
Now see, I can go there with you. I can go
I'm
there with
going,
I thought maybe you were just saying like, oh, the circumstances.
No. I think
because you know
created,
that's been around forever.
Yeah. No.
Poverty.
No.
Racism, all that didn't just start in 2000.
Not.
I'm gonna tell you what started it, and I
you
told you
point
before.
Your finger at
I'm
me.
Sorry,
okay.
I'm sorry, friend. But this is me going in, but and I said friend. You heard me say friend,
all
so you know.
So that make it okay.
I'm gonna tell you what started it. This right here, this cell phone.
You did say that
when I went to Germany in 98. I came back in 2003. Cell phones were here. People pants were sagging. Everything had changed when technology took over. Before people had cell phones, you had to call my house and talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And my mama said you had to go on the phone at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
Things were different. Cell phones, technology messed up a lot.
No, I'm going to agree with you because really if it weren't for a cell phone, this case that we're talking about probably wouldn't even.
People were doing what they wanted to do and they had their own privacy, all that. Time is shut down for us. What we got? A minute here. And this was fun. This was truly fun. Did you enjoy yourself?
I did enjoy myself. I loosened up a little bit. You know,
yeah, and that's what was up. I mean, once you loosen up, you start to hit the floor. You know, you was hanging in now. You hit me with old questions. Then all of a sudden, I said, hey, my daughter took over. She ain't going to let me talk.
No,
I'm just messing
no,
with you.
No,
I'm going
to try to keep it quiet as much as possible.
No,
but
no, you do your thing.
Seriously.
You do your thing. I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed seeing you grow in that hour. I mean, I know there's going to be a lot more growing we're going to do together, and I look forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, before we close out again, you know, the whole purpose of this thing is just to expose our community to itself. And pushing forward and doing that, you know, I definitely want to have the understanding. I'm a sign off as C-Note.
She took it.
But most important for me is that that people understand that our community is the cause.
Right. The community is the cure.
And our community is the cure.
So, with that, out.
Good night, y'all.
Everything I need and nothing that I don't.